Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Lisa Miller, and we are going to talk Huntington Heritage Days. It's coming up. It's really coming up quick, but they've got so many things going on. We've got rodeos. We've got movies in the park. We've got fireworks that are going to happen. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to talk with Lisa all about it. Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. How are you?
Good.
So let's talk about Huntington Heritage Days, and we're really going to start talking about the rodeo. Now, you're the rodeo chair this year, right?
Yes.
So what are the dates of the rodeos and the time and all that stuff?
The date is Friday, June 25th and Saturday, June 26th. The rodeo starts at 8 o'clock, but we are starting a mini bull ride at 7:30. That'll be fun.
Let's talk for a moment about the mini bulls, because you and I were talking off the air, and this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for kids and everybody. What exactly do they do?
They have our mini bull contractor is Corey MacArthur. His number is 820-1828. He has a whole series of bulls to fit the kids and their experience. He has a little bull named Nemo that just walks out of the chute that little teeny ones can ride, all the way up to your more experienced kids that want a bull that actually bucks. It's adorable.
And so they'll get out and give the kids a good chance to have some fun and let off some steam.
Yes.
And then the main show, the main event, starts at 8 o'clock both nights. Now, what kind of events are you going to have?
We'll have the regular rodeo events. We'll have our barrel racing, team roping, calf roping, bareback riding, breakaway roping, saddle broncs, and bulls.
And we were also talking off the air, we're going to have some local cowboys and cowgirls going to be out for this one, right?
Yes, we should have local talent there. We also have added money of $1,000 per event. Added money grand total is $8,000, so there's a chance to win a little.
And one thing that these kinds of deals are never possible without, who are some of your sponsors?
Our main rodeo sponsors are Rocky Mountain Power, JN Auto, and Castle Valley Supply.
So this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Rodeos are a lot of fun. We didn't get to do it last year,
right,
which was kind of a bummer. But this year we can get out and we can have some fun. And this year is going to be a little bit more special than in the past, and I want you to talk about that, because you seemed really, this is a very important thing that you wanted to get out there and let people know about.
Yeah, this is important to me this time, because our rodeo chairman, Kelly Ovison, died a few weeks after our rodeo two summers ago. And so we didn't get to honor him at a rodeo last year. We will honor him this year. He's done so much work for our community and for our rodeo grounds over there. Our community will literally benefit for decades for what he did for us in Huntington.
So get out there. Once again, it's Friday and Saturday night, the 25th, 26th, correct?
Yes.
And the times one more time?
Mini bulls at 7:30. Main rodeo at 8 o'clock.
And that's just part of Heritage Days. And so let's talk about Heritage Days as a whole. And everything kicks off. What night does it kick off? And what kind of events have we got wrapped up in this?
It kicks off on the 25th and 26th of June. Saturday, June 26th, we'll have what we call a fun shoot. It is a trap shoot. It is sponsored by Ungerman Meats, and it is up Huntington Canyon. For more information on that, you can get a hold of Gordon or Willie Ungerman. It is a $20 entry, and it includes 25 traps. Then Heritage Day starts July 1st. 5 p.m. pickleball tournaments, 9:45 sandlot movie, horseshoe tournament at the rodeo grounds at 6:30. July 2nd, we have kids games and competitions. We have our Hypno Hick that everyone loves to see. There's an ice cream social sponsored by BK's Stop and Shop. 9:15 is a bike parade of lights for the kids, and 9:45 is the kids' fireworks.
And then the big day. Let's talk about the big day.
The big day is July 3rd. Starts out 7:30 a.m. breakfast at the city park. 10 o'clock Main Street is the parade. Then through the rest of the day, there's kids' attractions, lots of free games for them, entertainment again of the Hypno Hick. There's a talent contest. 7 o'clock to 9:45 is Charlie Jenkins at 6 p.m. There's also a lawnmower race at the rodeo grounds, and we are doing fireworks this year, 9:45 or dusk at the city rodeo grounds.
And it's a lot of fun. A lot of people try and make it out there to Huntington for Heritage Days just for the fireworks. But get out early and go out and have a lot of fun. This year it's going to be a little different because most of it's going to go on over at the middle school. Is that right?
Yes. We worried a little about with Corona and if we were going to be told our venue is too small. So we thought we'll just try and get it in a bigger spot where we can social distance a little better. So it is at the junior high school there in Huntington.
So get on out, and once again, back to the rodeo, because you wanted to mention this. The rodeo is very affordable.
Very
really
family
is.
Affordable, yes. Adults are $8 a piece. Ages 3 to 17 are $5. 12 and under are free. And a family pass is $20, which is good for up to 5 people.
So get on over to Heritage Days. Now, if they have any more questions, you said you guys have a Facebook page, right?
Yes.
They can go on the Heritage Days Facebook page and get all the information that they need. There's so many things that are wrapped around Heritage Days, but go on out and have some fun and enjoy yourself. Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.